Today on the Just Read podcast, we're looking at Joshua chapter 17, verses 7 through 18. Yesterday, we began reading about the land given to Ephraim and Manasseh. This reading will pick up right where we left off. Let's read Joshua chapter 17, verses 7 through 18. The border of Manasseh ran from Asher to Michmethath, which was east of Shechem. Then the border went southward to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. The border went down to the brook of Kanah, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. The south side belonged to Ephraim, and the north side to Manasseh, and the sea was their border. And they reached to Asher on the north and to Issachar on the east. In Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth-Shean and its towns, and Ibleam and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Ta'anak and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. The third is Napheth. But the sons of Manasseh could not take possession of their cities, because the Canaanites persisted in living in that land. It came about when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Then the sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me only one lot and one portion for an inheritance, since I am a numerous people whom the Lord has thus far blessed?" Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The sons of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who live in the valley land have chariots of iron, both those who are in Beth-Shean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel." Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a numerous people, and of great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it, and to its farthest borders it shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, even though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." That was Joshua chapter 17, verses 7 through 18. As Manasseh receives her inheritance, we find the haunting thought repeated, that some Canaanites were allowed to remain in the land. Joshua instructs both Ephraim and Manasseh to drive out the Canaanites, but time will tell if they do. Thank you for reading with me.